So welcome back to another episode of the Fever 20 News Show podcast. Today we are talking about some very, very important topics, and we're just going to be talking about some general updates and stories that occurred this week in the world of Fever 20. So I want to have a bit of a long discussion about what happens to Fever 21. So this is going to be just analysing the current situation that surrounds Fever 21, because some people have asked me if it's going to be cancelled or not. And currently Fever 21 has not been cancelled, so you don't have to worry about that at the moment. And I don't think cancelled is the right word to use anyway, because there's no way EA is going to keep Fever 20 for a 2-year cycle. I think the better word to say is maybe delayed or postponed. So I've done some thinking, and I think there's about two potential issues that could affect Fever 21. The first one is, of course, the worst case scenario, and that is real life leagues still postponed in September. So each year FIFA gets released a few weeks into the season and in turn has all the latest club kits and clubs in each league and most of the updated transfers. At the moment, real life football is postponed until who knows when, and the seasons don't know if they can finish or not. And there is a possibility that there could be no more professional football this year. And that's, of course, if worse comes to worse and it doesn't get resolved in time. Now, if this happens, how can EA really release Fever 21? It's going to look like Fever 20 just in a repackaged thing, and people might consider that a reason not to buy the game. So sales could take a hit if they do release it, and, you know, real life football is still not around, no new kits and all that kind of stuff. And they could probably do a patch in the future addressing the kits and the rosters and all that kind of stuff, but I still think it would be a bit of a mess. And the next issue that I was thinking about is the fact that EA staff might not even be allowed to be working on the game right now, because EA has told many of their employees to be at home and work from home. So we have to consider that maybe the people working on Fever 21 may not even be working on the game right now that much from home. And obviously in the normal world, they would be pretty much playing or working on Fever 21 right now. Now, it's not really that much of an issue, because EA usually every year just copies and pastes the code and just changes a few little things here and there. So they could still get Fever 21 out with a few new things, but I still think it could either cause a rushed product with lots of issues in September, but I guess every year FIFA has a lot of issues anyway, so that doesn't make a difference. But it could also delay the game and won't be released in time. Now, this is one of the current statements that EA has put out in regards to what they're trying to do. So they said, as of today, which wasn't today, it's a few weeks ago now, I think, they said, we have transitioned to strongly recommending that all our employees in North America, Europe, and Australia work from home until April 1 to help limit potential exposure and blah, blah, blah. I can't mention it because they'll demonetize me. Now, they also said that as we take these steps for our EA employees, we're also very focused on minimizing any potential for disruption to our players. We are confident in our continuity plans. We don't anticipate major changes in our games or services as a result of our teams working from home. So that could mean their current games like Fever 20 and stuff, not their future games. But we're learning through this process as well, and patience will be key. We're constantly talking and working with our teams across the world to evolve with the situation. They said that they now have thousands of employees that have taken equipment to their homes so we can keep our games and services running and continue working on new projects. Are they carrying these big servers to their house? No, I'm just joking. I wonder what they're carrying, because I guess they can do some work from home, but I still think it would be a little bit hard. Now, there's also a few employees that are crucial to FIFA every year that might not be able to do their jobs for the next few months, and that is the guys that go and face scan the players. Obviously, the footballers are staying at home as well, so they can't scan anyone, and we might be having less face scans this year in Fever 21 due to this issue, because they can't go out and scan the players. So yeah, you got to take that into consideration as well. But anyway, those were the two issues that I could think of currently surrounding Fever 21. But let's take a look at some of the possible outcomes that could arise from these issues. Number one, Fever 21 goes ahead and gets released. So I guess EA can still release the game with gameplay tweaks, like I said earlier, and new features here and there, and maybe update the rosters and the clubs in a patch afterwards. So I spoke about that a little bit before. They can do that. And this is probably going to be the likely outcome unless EA comes out and says otherwise in a statement or something. And they haven't done it for any of their other sports games yet as well. And you also got to remember that this is a public company, so they need to alert shareholders of any delays. They can't keep things as a secret. So if there was any issues and delays, they would have a statement, and that could still come, but right now there's no statements at the moment for any of their games. And of course, they're also obligated to make money, as much money as they can for their shareholders. So they would need to release the game to generate revenue for the shareholders as well. That's one of their obligations. So this is not just a matter of releasing a product or not. This is about current company laws and all that kind of stuff that they need to abide by still during this time. I do think EA plans to release Fever 21. Look, it's not a complex game. It's just copy and paste the code each year. Maybe the next gen version could be a little bit different, but for the PS4 version, I don't expect much changes, just slight tweaks and stuff. So I think it will still go ahead and they'll just release one massive update if the football has been postponed, and they will fix everything that didn't get fixed in time. But let's say scenario number two does happen and FIFA 21 gets delayed. This could be a good thing because it gives EA more time to work on stuff, fix stuff up, and there's no rush to put out the product in September. But this will all depend on if EA has even finished the game in time or they choose to release the game when it can update the clubs and rosters. It also depends on what happens to real life football over the next few months, but I do think this is going to be the unlikely outcome though. But I would say that you guys should pay attention to Madden, because what they do with Madden will be similar to what they do with FIFA. And if they delay that, then they could delay FIFA. If they go ahead with Madden, then they'll go ahead with FIFA as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to the other sports games as well. But anyway, let me know what you think. Is it going to get delayed? Or is it going to get released on time? Let me know in the comments. It's been revealed this week that some FIFA players have been given some free FIFA points, and these guys are PlayStation Plus owners as well. So Omid put out a tweet that said PlayStation Plus owners get 1,050 FIFA points for free, and he put a message that he got from PlayStation on the 26th of March. So you might want to check your account as well. Now this was the message, I believe it is in Dutch, so I've translated it for you, and this is what it says. It says, "We know you love FIFA 20, so thank you for being a member of PlayStation Plus. We added 1,050 FIFA 20 points to your account." I don't know how much you can do with that kind of amount in FIFA points. I don't think it's much, but it's still better than nothing for those people that have the subscription and play FIFA. If you loaded up FIFA 20 this week, you might have seen this message on your home screen. It says, "Stay home, play together." This is a message from EA. It says, "In a time when we need to stay physically apart, it's amazing to see how people are using games as a way to be together. We want to share these inspiring stories with the world and help everyone find more ways to connect through play. Stay safe, stay home, and play together." I guess it's a good message at the end of the day. You guys should be looking after yourselves and the ones around you. And social distancing is very important at a time like this. But you guys already know all this stuff. I don't want to lecture stuff that you can watch on the news and stuff. Just take care of yourself, your loved ones, and we'll get through it over the next few months. One of my favorite segments that's been occurring every week lately is the complaint of the week. This is where we see pro footballers, celebrities, NBA players complain to EA about the game. So this week's complaint of the week comes from Almeric Laporte, the Man City player. I think he was playing some sort of tournament. There's plenty of tournaments happening in FIFA 20 at the moment for different clubs and stuff. But he tweets at EA and he goes, "Now that the game is done and I won, I can complain. Why did you make me so damn slow, EA Sports FIFA? My grandma would catch me up." And then he delivers the fatality in the next tweet because he goes, "One thing for sure is that I'm still faster than the servers though. Hashtag fix it." I think every person this year has complained about the servers. There's so many tweets. I've never seen anything like it. Like people just complaining and complaining every week to EA. All these celebrities, all these verified accounts, pro footballers, you know. Everyone's complaining. And EA still has not improved the servers. I'm even having issues when I log into FIFA now, and it just doesn't even connect to the servers anymore. I have to click it like 2-3 times until it finally connects. I don't know what's going on, but it's a mess. Now, the big promo this week in Ultimate Team was Foot Birthday. This gives you SBCs, Foot Birthday squads in packs, and themed objectives as well. Now, this is the current squad in packs for a few days. You've got Mbappe, 94, Hazard, Griezmann, Havertz, Rashford, Sissoko, Hernandez, Saint-Maximin, Lozano, and much, much more. Now, EA also released an essay for Foot Birthday, so we're going to take a look at it so you don't have to read it yourself. And it says, 11 years of FIFA Ultimate Team can only mean one thing. It's time to make some more money. Nah, it's time to mark the occasion with Foot Birthday, featuring special Foot Birthday items, themed flashbacks, objectives, additional daily engagement objectives, SBCs, and more. Foot Birthday squads. Two teams of Foot Birthday players will be available in Foot 20 over the course of the birthday. Each birthday player boosted with not only new upgraded ratings, but also a special new upgrade. For the first time, each Foot Birthday player will receive a 5-star upgrade to either their skill move or their weak foot rating. If they have received the 5-star skill move upgrade, they will now be able to perform the full range of skills within Foot, making them a unique and challenging threat to your opponents. The in-game items that receive a 5-star weak foot upgrade will have the same shooting and passing abilities with each of their feet. For players who like the flexibility to use both feet in gameplay, foot items with 5-star weak foot ratings offer a significant advantage, creating brand new options and playstyles for your ultimate team. Beyond the upgrade of 5-star skill moves or weak foot upgrade, Foot Birthday items will also receive ratings boosts, making them some of the most desirable items in the game. Foot favourite SBCs. The past 11 years of Ultimate Team have ushered in countless players we won't forget anytime soon. A select group of foot favourites will be released throughout the event via SBC with a flashback item type. Throughout the event, earn rewards for consistent daily engagement in foot. Foot birthday daily objectives will be released throughout foot birthday. Complete all daily objectives to unlock the foot birthday daily completionist group to earn additional rewards. Bonus weekend league player picks. Back again for a limited time, the second weekend of foot birthday will feature a special bonus objective offering additional player picks for those participating in the foot champions weekend league. And that is foot birthday summed up in a couple paragraphs. Now this foot birthday promo was not going to be coming out with no issues. That wouldn't be what FIFA 20 is all about. Of course there had to be an issue. Mistake number 115, EA just released a foot birthday promo. However, it's been 44 minutes since release and the servers are once again in shambles. And a lot of people were struggling to get online and do their Ultimate Team stuff. And because of the server outages, EA also decided to extend the weekend league by 24 hours. So if you're wondering why it's going to be extended, it's because of these recent issues with the servers during the foot birthday promo. Now back on the 7th of March, EA FIFA Direct came out and said that common CONMEBOL Sudamericana player items have been removed from gold packs while we investigate concerns of these items appearing in rare guarantee packs. Users who pack these items will be compensated in-game at a later date. Stay tuned for updates. On the 11th, they came out with another update saying that they're still working through it. And finally, after 20 days, they came out with the solution. In case you missed it, messaging and compensation for all impacted players was delivered in-game early last week. So if you were affected, apparently it's been resolved. Now, the new MLS club Nashville put out a tweet that said, "Our Nashville Vibe jerseys are now available in FIFA Ultimate Team, as well as select Nashville player cards." And they put out like a little clip attached to the tweet. And if you're wondering, this team is not going to be in FIFA 20. EA confirmed a few weeks ago that they're not going to add these teams in, including Inter Miami. So you're going to have to wait till FIFA 21 to get those teams. They've just got like kits and club badges in Ultimate Team. And speaking of Ultimate Team, there was a new Team of the Week's Moments. This is number 2. And if you don't know what Team of the Week Moments is, make sure you watch last week's episode because I go in depth about what it is. But this is basically the replacement for Team of the Week. We've got a 95 De Bruyne, Koulibaly there, Pepe as well, Koeman, Lucas Moura, and a few other guys. They're going to be in packs as well. In some other foot updates, like I said before, there's going to be some SBCs for foot birthday. So make sure you check them out. At the moment, I've got Ozil, and this guy is currently going for about 223,000 coins. There's also this foot birthday kit. It's going for about 10,000 coins at the moment. And then if you go to the objectives, you've got a foot birthday daily objective. You've got a Bellarabi thing as well, and a Paqueta card to get as well. But anyway, that's all for this week's podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you can leave me a review on iTunes or something, that would be helpful as well. It can boost it up the rankings. And also, if you want to support the content, there is a Patreon, patreon.com/vapexkarma. Any dollar amount does help me with the content that I make. So if you want to do that, you can do that. But anyway, I will see you next week. Thanks for being part of the podcast family.